After almost 2 decades of silence, last week A Tribe Called Quest released a new album. It's called We Got It From Here. Thank you for your service.
Hand the rocks with a capital G, ball in the beat. Status Chris Paul or John Wall in the league. Grab a mic till the knuckles will bleed. Cause I believe the potent and I'm coping happy geek like speed.
It was a dream, long deferred. Tribe, as they're known, broke up in 1998, and though they've reunited for a number of performances over the years, an album just never came together. Then earlier this year, founding member Malik Fife Dog Taylor died of complications from diabetes. But before he did, Fife Dog joined fellow Tribe members Q-Tip, Jarobi White, and Ali Shaheed Muhammad in the studio. They began to lay down tracks for this album. Q-Tip and Jarobi Wright join us now in our studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hi.
Thank you for having
us. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Your appearance on Saturday Night Live last Saturday has gotten a lot of attention, a lot of plaudits. Album, of course, is getting rave reviews. How was it like to go through that without your old friend?
Ugh.
He's actually the one who is the most spirited about us getting back together and was probably the most ardent about it for many years. Mm-hmm. When it finally happened, he was just so filled with joy, like you saw the joy every day. So I know that in spirit, he's here. And, you know, we all say those things because not only we feel that and believe it and it is the right thing to say, but, you know, we know it's true, but we also are spoiled and we wish that he was physically here as well. Yeah. That's just to be real.
Let's listen to something from this new album. Let's listen to a track called Lost Somebody.
Never thought that I would ever be writing this song. Old friends type, never know when those people are gone. So beautiful, opine, indisputable. Heart of the largest lion trapped inside the little dude. Took me quick to granny house, now we eat the curry food. Talking hopes, dreams, plans, leak, eyes never scared.
So this is the story of you and Fife.
This was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do.
Yeah. And he says it, actually.
I says it.
Like Jarobi says it in the opening of his bars, never thought I would ever have to be writing this song.
You end the song in the middle of a chorus.
Yes.
So why do that?
Well, for me, I couldn't finish it. You know what I mean? Because my boy's not here, so while it's done, it's still not finished. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
So it'll always have an open end for me, really. You know what I mean? I think maybe when we start doing shows and stuff, it'll feel a little better. You know what I mean? So we'll be able to grieve with a bunch of people at the same time.
Yo.
Yo. Yo. I got to ask you about the guest appearances, the collaborations that are on this album, because you have Busta Rhymes, Talib Kweli, also Elton John and Jack White.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
Jack, first of all, who, my dear brother, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's somebody who reached out to me because he wanted to do one of our songs from off of Low End Theory. And, of course, I agree because I'm just a huge fan of him. I think he's just a virtuoso and a great artist.
And a good guy.
And a solid, solid brother. So we did that, and we just immediately connected. He's, like, into gear and, like, vintage stuff, and I'm into gear and vintage stuff. And
They fully nerded out. No doubt.
We kind of geeked out. And then, in terms of Elton, we lifted a little piece out of Benny and the Jets. If any of you guys remember that song, you know there's that part. We're gonna have electric music, solid wall of sound. So I just loved that part always as a kid. So we built something around that motif and we expanded it and then we reached out to him. And he couldn't have been more gracious, more
accommodating.
Just, he was like, man, I'm just a huge fan. And I was like, ugh. You know what I mean? Really? Like, Elton John, like, he's a fan.
Royalty.
Like, literally.
Literally.
You know? And
he's been knighted. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, and he's like, you know, I had a show in Sydney two nights ago, he said, and when we found out, you know, because we found out about Fife, and we dedicated Candle in the Wind to him. So he was just the sweetest guy, you know.
Yeah. That's nice to learn that about people you admire.
Oh,
absolutely.
Man. It really is. It really is.
A tough song I want to ask about in here, The Killing Season. Hmm.
That song is a toughie. I started that song, and the funny thing about it is that I can't even recall which killing it was.
Oh my gosh, that says something.
I can't even remember which one it was.
Was it Trayvon Martin? Was it the little boy in Cleveland? Was it Baltimore?
No, it was
Chicago? Was it Freddie Gray in Baltimore?
Yeah. And when I started writing this, the first thing that came to my mind was the song Strange Fruit. And I say, these fruitful trees are rooted in bloody soil and torment. Things haven't really changed to the dormant for the moment. Marks and scars we own only makes for tougher skin. Helps us actualize the actual greatness of within. Been on the wrong team so much can't recognize the win. Seems like my only crime is having melanin. So, I just think that a lot of people are walking around in a state of perpetual healing. And are never getting healing from all the marks and the scars that we're getting. But it's the general sentiment of a lot of blacks. And they feel like it's killing season. Soldier, soldier, soldier. It's soldier, soldier, soldier. It's soldier, soldier, soldier.
It's soldier, soldier, soldier. Yeah, I mean, just to add on top of that, I mean, the fact remains that you have to talk about systemic racism. And I think that we have to be introspective, and I think we have to be open and really address this. We can't act like, you know, our ancestors weren't brought here from another continent against our will to help build and shape this democracy. Mm-hmm. And once slavery was abolished, it was just about segregation, and it was Jim Crow, and then it's the civil rights movement, and now we see it's the prison industrial complex, and now even further today is just outright getting rid of us. And when I say us, I'm speaking specifically to African Americans. And so why can't we kill the killing season is what we propose. And I think the way that we start doing that is through communication and real dialogue. Because when you study history and you look at every great nation that stands, through most of them, it falls usually at the hands of the people who live there. And I don't want that to happen to this country, because I believe that this country is great and we should celebrate that. But at the same time, it can't be a true celebration unless we look at it and really address it.
This is not your last album, is it? You've got a lot to say.
I mean, as a Tribe Called Quest, Fifey's gone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, musicians don't retire.
Q-Tip and Jerobi White of A Tribe Called Quest, their new album, We Got It From Here. Thank you for your service. Gentlemen, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for having us.
We don't believe you, cause we the people are still here in the rear, yo, we don't need you. You ain't a killing off good young mood. When we get hungry, we eat the same food, the ramen noodles.
My colleague and friend Rachel Martin will host her last weekend edition Sunday tomorrow morning. She's moving on to a show called Morning Edition. We'll miss her company up on the fourth floor. Rachel's laughter, brightening editorial meetings, her warmth with guests and with all of us. You'll get to know Rachel even more, but we hope she'll visit her old friends from time to time and thank her for the way that she made Sundays even a little sunnier.